why is good knowledge and information management so important in the housing sector?
I would say that from the analysis and research that we did as part of this investigation, when you distill it, it's about people first and foremost. So where landlords don't hold knowledge and information about their homes, or most importantly about their residents, it really limits their ability to provide that responsive, safe and high quality service. So we saw a lot of that around the areas of vulnerabilities. So where landlords aren't recording the vulnerabilities appropriately, capturing that important information and sharing it appropriately, it then has a direct effect on the resident. So one of the examples that we use in the report is a resident with two autistic children who asked the landlord specifically for them to give her advance notice of any contractor visits, which they then failed to do. So not only did she have the consequence of her two children being caused distressed by this unfamiliar person at the front door, it also meant that the appointment couldn't go ahead because she wouldn't allow access due to the fact that it was an inappropriate home visit. We also saw that a lot of it's to do with risk management. So it's where there's poor Kim, it has the effect of exposing residents to harm or risk of harm. And landlords also have their legal and regulatory responsibilities that they have to adhere to as well. And particularly with the advent of the tenant satisfaction measures, there's increasing obligations on landlords to hold accurate information. But one of the main things that we really try and convey in the report, that Good Kim benefits all. And by that, we mean landlords and their residents. So there's better working relationships, but increased trust. Landlords are then able to target their resources, give greater clarity and certainty to both their residents and their teams. And also there's reduced risk of reputational risk for the landlord. And also financial savings, because not having to pay award residents compensation, either through their own complaints handling or through the ombudsman. And also just reduce costs in terms of being more efficient. So we were finding examples where landlords ended up having to pay sort of hundreds of pounds in compensation for what was a really minor issue that would have cost them next to nothing. But because they were unable to manage that appropriately due to their poor Kim, the costs then escalated.